Jeremiah chapter 50. This is the word that Yahweh spoke against Babylon, against the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare you amongst the nations, and publish and set up a standard. Publish and do not conceal. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken and in pieces, her idols are confounded and her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there comes up a nation against her, which will make her land desolate, and no one will dwell within it. They will leave, and they will depart, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, says Yahweh, the children of Israel will come, they and the children of Yehuda together, going and weeping, and they will go and seek Yahweh their Elohim. And they will ask the way to Zion, with their faces towards that place, saying, Come, and let us join ourselves to Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that will not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray, and they've turned them away on the mountains, and they've gone from mountain to hill, and they've forgotten their resting place. All who found them have devoured them, and their adversaries have said, We do not offend, because they've sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be like the he-goats before the flocks. For understand that I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they will set themselves in array against her, and from there will she be taken. Their arrows will be like that of a mighty expert man. None will return in vain. And Chaldea will be a spoil, and all who spoil her will be satisfied, says Yahweh. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, O you destroyers of my heritage, because you have grown fat like the heifer at grass, and because you bellow like bulls, your mother will be sore confounded. She who bore you will be ashamed. Understand, the hindermost of the nations will be a wilderness, a dry land and a desert. Because of the wrath of Yahweh, it will not be inhabited, but it will be wholly desolate. Everyone that goes by Babylon will be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about, all you that bend the bow. Shoot at her. Spare no arrows, because she has sinned against Yahweh. Shout against her round about. She has given her hand. Her foundations have fallen. Her walls have been thrown down, for it is the vengeance of Yahweh. Take vengeance on her, as she has done, do to her. Cut the sower off from Babylon, and he who handles the sickle in the time of harvest. For fear of the oppressing sword, they will turn everyone to his people, and they will run everyone to his own land. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria has devoured him. And last, this Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. And for this reason, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, Understand, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he will feed on Carmel in Bashan, and his soul will be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, and in that time, says Yahweh, the iniquity of Israel will be sought for, and there will be none. And the sins of Yehuda will be sought for, and they will not be found, for I will pardon them whom I preserve. Go up against the land of Merathaim, against it, and against the inhabitants of Pechod. Waste and utterly destroy after them, says Yahweh, and do according to all that I have commanded you. A sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut in asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation amongst the nations? I've laid a snare for you, and you are also taken, O Babylon, and you were not aware. You've been found and also caught, because you have striven against Yahweh. Yahweh has opened his armory, and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation, for this is the work of the sovereign Yahweh of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the utmost border. Open her storehouses. Throw her up like heaps, and destroy her utterly. Do not let anything of her be left. Kill all her bullocks. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them! For their day is come, the time of their visitation. The voice of those that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of Yahweh, our Elohim, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon. All you that bend the bow, camp against it round about. Let none of it escape. recompense her according to her work, according to all that she's done, due to her, because she's been proud against Yahweh, against the Holy One of Israel. And for this reason will her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war will be cut off in that day, says Yahweh. Understand, I am against you, O you most proud, says Sovereign Yahweh of hosts, for your day is come, the time that I will visit you. And the most proud will stumble and fall, and no one will raise him up, and I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it will devour all round about him. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Yehuda were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast, and they refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. Yahweh of hosts is his name, and he will thoroughly plead their cause so that he can give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is on the Chaldeans, says Yahweh, and on the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes and upon her wise. A sword is on the liars, and they will dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they will be dismayed. A sword is on their horses, and on their chariots, and on all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they will become like women. A sword is on her treasures, and they will be robbed. A drought is on her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is the land of graven images, and they are mad on their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert, with the wild beasts of the islands, will dwell there, and the owls will dwell therein. And it will no longer be inhabited forever, neither will it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Just as Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring cities of it, says Yahweh, so will no man remain there, neither will any son of man dwell within it. Understand, a people shall come from the north, a great nation, and many kings will be raised up from the coasts of the earth. And they will hold the bow and the lance, and they are cruel, and they will not show mercy. Their voice will roar like the sea, and they'll ride upon horses, put in array like a man to the battle against you, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the report of them, and his hands have grown feeble. Anguish has taken hold of him, pangs like a woman in travail. Understand that he will come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan to the habitation of the strong, but I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I can appoint over her? Who is like me? Who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? For this reason, hear you the counsel of Yahweh, that he has taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he has purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock will draw them out. Surely he will make their habitation desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. End of chapter.